Hey everyone, Steven again from MemeMeeting.com. And in this episode, we're talking gratitude. We're talking non-attachment. Two very fundamental and important life practices found in many philosophies of the world. But today, Stoicism. So, the Stoics understood deeply the nature of impermanence. The fact that everything that is, that exists in your life, will only be here shortly. Right? Your family, your belongings, the other people in your life that you care about, all these are not going to be for you forever. You won't be here forever. And though you could see this as life not being fair, right? This is inevitable. You can also see this as an opportunity to make something of this, right? To take this in the best way, the most gratifying way. And the Stoics, they didn't see life as short. Seneca, he had a book called On the Shortness of Life. And in it, he details exactly the fact that life isn't short, really. It's only short for the people who don't use it well, who don't make the most of it. It's like, this is plenty long. This is the nature of things. The Stoics, again, are all about living according to nature. God willing, this is how it is, right? You only get so long. You're lucky if you make it to 90, you know, however long. But the day could come whenever. It could be tomorrow. It could be next week. It could be when you're 30, when you're 60, when you're 90. Like, you don't get any guarantees. We all have cancer, right? Like, we all have a death sentence coming. It's just, when are we going to expire? You know, it's about living well with the time you have, becoming present. You know, Marcus Aurelius, the last great Roman emperor, he was so infatuated with the idea that we have to live now. We have to live presently. We have to take our life sincerely in this moment. You know, advance on life now. I say it all over and over. It's like, this is it. What are you going to do? Again, how are you going to respond back to that crucial Stoic point? And they had an excellent practice, and it's something I have gained so much gratitude, something that has helped me take life so sincerely. And that practice is called negative visualization. And so what does that mean? Why do I want to visualize negative things? Why would you want to do that? Well, the Stoics understood, again, that everything was going to pass. You know, any day, maybe your father, maybe your mother, you could lose your child. Any day. And so if you wake up every morning and you visualize that nature, that the universe, whatever you want to call it, can take your child, it can take your house, it can take your mother, your father, inevitably it will. And when you visualize that, you come to cherish these things more. You come to live presently with them. You know, and this is an intentional act of suffering in one way, but you have, is that suffering worth it? Right? I truly think it is. And if we don't constantly remind ourselves of this impermanence, of the fact that the things we love will break, the things we love will die, everything will pass. If we don't remind ourselves, we get caught up in bullshit, we get caught up in buying stuff, we get caught up in forgetting, like, our humanity. You are here, right? And this is about you finding what you're here for. If you aren't here for anything, then how do you feel? I think anyone who has been in that spot where life was just so invaluable, may not be the right word, but life was just so there. You know what I mean? Like, you didn't value your time. You feel like you aren't needed, like you aren't wanted. You feel like you aren't good enough. And that's so fucking everywhere in the U.S., in this culture. You know, from an evolutionary perspective, we evolved in tribes, correct? Small tribes, 150 max, that's Dunbar's number. Everyone depended on each other. Everyone was needed. Everyone felt valued. You know, what value are you bringing to the table? This is it. This is it. You know, for whatever reason, we're here. And whatever role you're in, play it well. You know, the Stoics, they talked about playing this life well, but the roles you embody. The, you know, Epictetus, he was born a slave. And he understood, along with the other great Stoics, that fate is here. The way the Stoics viewed nature, the way they viewed God, everything was an interconnected web. You know, you pluck one little string, the whole thing will vibrate. You know, you can't do anything that won't affect everything else. And that's powerful, right? That's really powerful. That if that doesn't bring meaning to you, if that doesn't bring the severity of life right to your face, then I don't know what will. And this is something I also learned from Jordan Peterson, was that it's really easy to live a meaningless life, right? To say, oh, there's no objective truth, no objective access to anything, and thus there's no purpose. So I'll just do whatever the fuck. Or imagine if your life did mean something. Imagine if every moment you sit wasting away, eating Cheetos on the couch, fucking around, watching porn, doing bullshit, buying clothes, you know, just wasting time, it takes away from your one life. It takes away from your fucking day. You don't know if this is your last day. It's not an obvious thing. And where does this lead? Where does this lead for the Stoics? You know, through this web of interconnectivity, through God as this rational organism we all are part of, we come to see through nature as well that humans are fundamentally social. And Marcus Aurelius, he makes this point in Meditations, that we work with men, that we are obligated to work with men as hands with hands, as feet with feet, as the body works, right? You can't be disconnected. If this thing's gonna function well, everyone's gotta do it. And you have an ethical, you have a moral obligation to help people in your community. And this, if anything else, it's purpose, right? This is meaning. And so, what is yours, right? What is yours? Really big question, probably for another episode, but the Stoics, they believed that we all have strengths, that we came into this world, came out of this world, right, with strengths, and that we could use those strengths for the betterment of society, for the betterment of the planet, you know, and ultimately, the infinite, God. And so what are your strengths? What are you good at that many others maybe aren't so good at? And how can you use that to help your community? You know, this starts with you before anything else. It starts with you, but the big picture is service. That's a meaningful life because you feel needed. The meaning comes with that. And you got to develop your inner tuition. They call that your inner daimon, your conscience, your virtue. That's hand in hand with this. But understand that this life is fleeting in many senses. You know, it's less so if you make the most of it, as Seneca said, as he wrote. But this will pass. You will pass. Your emotional state will pass. You know, your sadness, your anger, it's all going to pass. Fundamental position across so many religions, so many philosophies. And remember to practice negative visualization, right? Visualize the loss of your mother, of your father, of your dearest friend. Visualize the loss of your leg. Visualize the loss of your house, of your food, right? And that makes you become conscious, that you are then aware that these things are precious, that these things should be honored. And then when you visualize this over and over again, when you see it in your mind's eye, clearly, when they pass, it's not as traumatic. It's not nearly so detrimental to your being, right? You understand it's the way of things. It's the nature of things. And as I talked about in the last video, arguing with nature, resisting reality, only causes you suffering, right? It changes nothing. It's wasting your time. You lose every single time. So, with that, again, this is Steven, memeandmeaning.com. Like, subscribe, check out my podcast, check out my blog. And if you don't like this, that's just as important. If you don't like this, shut it the fuck off. Seriously, because I know, whether you do or not, that your time is limited, that it matters, that you have the opportunity to live a fulfilling life, and if these videos aren't taking me towards that, then I really want you to shut it off. I really want you to go find someone or something that brings meaning to your life, that brings service towards the world, that makes your life worth living. With that, have a good one.